Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Virtual Sessions Radio, everyone. This is Aspen on air. Call in 646-300-3700. Welcome, 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 welcome to Brilliant Essence Radio. This is Astrid on air with Thursday guest special. Today we are having Edwin Harkness Spina. Edwin is an award-winning author, speaker, and mystic. His first book, Mystic Warrior, won the Independent Publisher Book Award for Visionary Fiction and a Nautilus Silver Book Award for Fiction Visionary Fiction. The Deepak Chopra won the gold on that one, so Edwin gets the silver. Ed is also the author of Mystic Secrets Revealed, The Future is Now, Escaping the Matrix, and a contributing author to the bestseller 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, along with Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Joe Vitale, great names there and others. He's also the developer of Energy Center Clearing and Total Love Immersion. Prior to shifting his focus to writing and speaking, Ed was a venture capitalist, entrepreneur, software designer, and business consultant. He earned an MBA from the University of Chicago and a BSE from Tufts University. You can get a free Escaping the Matrix audiobook and a series of free lessons on relieving stress, overcoming fear, eliminating anger, connecting with your innermost self, taking back your power, and my favorite, and I think a lot of people's favorite, the Escaping the Matrix lesson at www.energycenterclearing.com. That's energycenterclearing, all in one word, .com. You can also find Edwin on Facebook under Ed Spina, E-D-S-P-I-N-A, Ed Spina. Welcome to the show, Edwin.
Hello, Astrid. It's great to be here.
Good, good. How are you doing today? What's the
weather
like?
Oh, it's rainy here. It's rainy in L.A. It's like one of those rare days when it rains in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's raining here, too. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. So, I read your book. I loved it. I really liked it. And, of course, we met at a conference in Orange County a little earlier this month, and that was fun. That was fun. You did some energy work, so we'll talk about all that. But first of all, I want you to describe your own book for me, because there's so many aspects to it that, you know, I want it to be kind of revealing, but not too revealing.
A little genre-breaking. It's a thriller, but it has spiritual overtones. People are practicing telepathy, remote viewing, remote influencing, astral projection, and the basic story is the hero must develop his psychic abilities in order to save the world from a nuclear bomb threat. And he's battling against terrorists, mercenaries, and the power elite in order to accomplish this. So
that's
in a nutshell.
That's exactly what it is. And it's a very easy read. Now, there's a particularity to it, is that we, according to the chapters that you read, we flip between the perspectives of the different people involved. What I love about it is at the beginning of the book, there's a mystical cast of characters. And so you've got Alec Thorne, the main character, who must develop his spiritual muscles to survive. You've got Erica Buenavista, who's a mercenary leader. Richard Hawke, who's a scarred mercenary, too, who works with Erica. Carol Jordan, who's Thorne's VP of operations. Raven, a master of the black arts. Martin, who's a Palm Beach native and major investor in Thorne's company. You've got Rune, is that how you pronounce it?
Rune, yes.
Rune, international financier, Sophie, wise master, who mentors Thorne, and Bobby Hunter, who's a bounty hunter, who was framed by Erica and Hawk. So you've got all these casts of characters, and from one chapter to another, you follow their stories, and they all intertwine because it's all about Alec, really, and how he overcomes these different battles with, as you said, spiritual awakening and mastership of mystical practices, if you will. And you can practice these practices yourself at home. So how did this book come about? When did you decide that Mystic Warrior was to be?
Right. Well, after I had been studying mysticism and metaphysics and all those related spiritual subjects for some time, and then I wanted to share my knowledge, and I didn't want to write just a boring textbook because there are already plenty of textbooks and people don't read textbooks. So I decided to combine my love of entrepreneurship and new business development, new companies, with the spiritual, and so I put it in that setting. The hero is an entrepreneur. And unlike the zillion and one legal thrillers, here's a thriller where the hero is an entrepreneur, which I think are the people that, you know, are the real heroes of today's economy. The small business owner and that, not the people that run the mammoth corporations, but the people with innovative ideas and new technologies that just go out there and put themselves out on the line and try to make something happen.
Right. And he gets involved with this big conspiracy. And he doesn't even realize it at the beginning, right?
Right. He's an entrepreneur just trying to make it like any other entrepreneur, and he doesn't realize that these mercenaries have this past life vendetta against him, and they've been monitoring him and you know, beating him up sort of to keep them under, get him to come under their control. And it's when he meets his masters when he finally starts to wake up to the fact that the world is very different than what he thought.
Right. Now, obviously, you've practiced the exercises and the mystical powers that are developed in the book. When did you start doing that?
Well, I was studying this. Initiation of this was when I had a girlfriend, and we watched this video that was past life regression, and I had no interest in spirituality or anything like that, but it said it would calm you down and relieve stress. And since I was in this entrepreneurial environment, highly stressful, I said, let's try this out. So we tried it out. I went into an altered state, and I recalled a past life. I knew my name, the country I was in, the year, my age, my job, what I wore, where I lived. I knew everything about it. And so I wrote down everything like a good businessman or logical businessman, and then I went and researched it because this was all new to me. And I saw that everything was consistent. And I still wasn't ready to say, oh, this is automatically, this happened, it's a past life, because I didn't have any knowledge of that. But what I realized is that I tapped into the source of information that I had no way of knowing. And so I figured I had to study this. So I began studying all those spiritual subjects, and my earnest interest is what attracted my first mentor. And that's when I skyrocketed in my ability took a quantum leap in my ability when she took me under her wing.
Right. And what about the conspiracy theory side of the book? How did you get involved in that?
Well, as long ago as the ninth, you know, I was in college still, and someone handed me a book and just said, hey, you know, check this out. And it was one of the very first conspiracy books ever written, called None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. I guess you can find it somewhere. But he talked about this kind of cabal that manipulate events, you know, behind the scenes. And I read that, and I remembered it, and over time I would come and, you know, across different articles and that would point to it, and I'd come upon it some way or another, and I just began studying it and learning what was going on kind of behind the scenes. That was another area of interest to me.
So this is an interesting point today, because on one side you've got, you know, the businesses that are striving to make more profit, and people are saying they need to stop controlling the mass with their methods. And then you've got the other side, who are opening up to these powers, or I don't really want to call them powers, but to this being that we haven't exercised, right? The abilities of telepathy, of knowing things in advance, of becoming aware of facts of the past. And then in between, you've got these people saying, well, these powers influence the mass, and there are these groups that use them on purpose, kind of the bad guys, the evil doers, you know? How much of that do you believe in?
Well, there are people that any human being can either use his power, whether it's physical power, mental abilities, or his spiritual power, for good or bad purposes. And by good or bad, it's not a judgment as much as I ascribe good to benefit of everyone, service to others and service to the world, versus service to self, which is generally bad, selfish. So as long as someone's doing something for the benefit of mankind and offering a service or a product that's a benefit to mankind, I would never begrudge them for making money. You know, it's like Steve Jobs came up with, you know, all these innovative products at Apple. You know, I don't think anyone would object to him making millions of dollars because he was in service to the world. Everyone gets better communication thanks to Steve Jobs. Now, if it's a company that deliberately uses their power to buy politicians and to manipulate the situation so that they're the sole bidder on a contract or things like that, then that's a misuse of their power, and they're not helping society or the world. So that I have a beef with.
It's funny you should mention that, because on an earlier show we were talking about Tauruses and bulls.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You cut their heads off. But that said, I want to go back to, there's this passage that I recall in the book where this man is manipulating by thought, manipulating the thoughts of others to make decisions, big decisions, political, financial, and probably even military decisions, right? Just sitting in his chair at home. Now, how much exercise of one's abilities must be used to achieve that level of, you know, manipulation power?
Right. Well, everyone, every day in the entire world is in effect remotely influencing what goes on. Every thought you have, whether it's a little kid in a pickup baseball game where he's thinking, you know, pick me for your team. Everyone's trying to get people to do what they want, whether they're conscious of it or not. It's the people that are conscious of it that can get into a nice deep meditative state and project these thoughts to others, that by doing that you have a greater influence. And the keys to it are the clarity, and this is true for manifestation, this is true for anything, for telepathic thought, if you want it to be understood by someone, it's the clarity of the thought, you know, the single-minded thought, and it's the emotion or the energy behind the thought that gives it the power to reach someone.
That's right.
So that's a truism, no matter what, if you're using it for good or bad purposes. And then it comes down to, is it who's to decide what's good or bad? If you're trying to help someone because they're sick and you're sending them energy in that, you know, generally people are going to say that's good. But if you're saying, no, you should take this job or go do this and that, you don't know if that job is good for the person or not good for the person. It's you know, so in general, when you're, rather than try to remotely influence someone for some specific purpose, the best thing to do is send them love, you know, universal divine love that always will help someone.
Right. And that's what you use when you heal. I mentioned earlier that you did some healing and you're offering classes on your website. We're talking with Edwin Spina, and you can reach him at energycenterclearing.com. We're talking about his book, Mystic Warrior. Edwin's also a healer. So, Edwin, how much of that did you put into Mystic Warrior, of your healing abilities and what you know about the healing side of things?
Right. Well, when I wrote Mystic Warrior was before I had took another leap in my energy ability. I was after I had met my first mentor, my Sophie, and then I wrote Mystic Warrior. Incidentally, she told me that I would write a book, a best-selling book. And Mystic Warrior is not necessarily, it's not a New York Times bestseller. It's an Amazon bestseller. But she told me I was going to write this book before I ever thought about writing a book. I had never written a book, and in fact, I had no aptitude for writing. So that's one thing I should say about Sophie. But then in between there, I had a long period where I learned about energy healing and that, but it was after I wrote my book. And it was when I met my second mentor, Tommy, my energy mentor, that it became possible that I came, you know, went public with giving people energy to heal them, to heal themselves, to get rid of stress, clear out their energy centers so they can attune more easily with their own inner master, their own higher self.
Right. And we've talked about how you met your mentors. Would you like to say a couple of words about how you met Sophia?
Sophie, yes.
Sophie.
Someone sent me to, I was totally stressed out, and someone sent me to this office to say, you know, go here. And I went there, and I walked in. As soon as I saw her, I felt like I knew her. And she just looked up at me, locked eyes, and then waved to take me into the back room. And I went in the back room, and she told me things about me that I had no one would have no way of knowing, you know, except me, and even things I didn't know. And she kind of took me under her wing, and then she opened me up energetically. She would have me doing various exercises, and that again proved that the universe was much more bizarre than I thought it was. And by the time we were done, which was a very short period of time, maybe 3 months, most of my contact with her was telepathic. She would say, okay, call me at 9 o'clock. And at 8:45, I would feel a tingling in my third eye, you know, on the center of my forehead between the eyebrows. And I would sit in her recliner or lay down in my bed, and I would have a conversation with her, just like we're having a conversation. And she would answer my questions and then say, okay, you're going to call me at 9? And I would say, nope, no need to call you. You answered all my questions. Okay, call me tomorrow. And that would be how my interactions with her would typically go. So anyway, but it was the thing that attracted me. I should say also, she shuns all publicity. You can't sign up for a weekend seminar with her. You can't get on her newsletter. You can't find her. She has to find you. And it was only my earnestness, because I wanted so desperately, so earnestly to find out how the world really operated, that I attracted her attention, and that's how she found me and decided I was worthy of her spending her time and energy with me.
Mm-hmm. So now do you continue to apply that telepathy system with others?
In my meditations, for the most part, I'm trying to tune in. I try to tune into my own higher self. And if I have a question about any situation, if I get a good connection, then I just ask, you know, is this person's, is this an advantageous relationship, business relationship, whatever it is? Or is this, you know, should I help this person? Should I do this? And I get answers usually from doing that. And the way I know when I have a good connection is that my crown opens up.
Right.
Some people may feel like pins and needles on the top of their head. That's like the beginning of your crown chakra, pineal gland being activated. But when you feel almost as if there's a tube going through the center of your head, you know, up to the heavens or up to your higher self, then that's when you know you have a good connection, and that's when you can rely on the information you get.
Right. I used to feel exactly the clicking in the head.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be clickings, and it depended on what energies and what spirits I was connecting with. They were different according, some were mostly on the right side, but some were closer to the side of the eye, and others were closer to the front forehead part.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually feel in the, that said, I do exercises on my brain.
Mm-hmm.
In a spiritual way, like I go inside of myself and I look at my brain, and I, when I see that it's not linked or connected correctly, I send it energy, and I've explored my brain a little that way. And as a result of that, when I think during the day sometimes, or when I trance out, sometimes I will feel exactly the part of the brain that it's activating. It's a fascinating process.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the other thing I should say, the brain is kind of the connection between your mind, which is like the software which exists outside of time and space, and the physical world. So all the scientists thinking that the brain is the originator of the thought, it's not. It's the interface. It's just like a huge nerve that does it. And
that's right.
Right, but it's your, and ultimately what you want to get to is a point where your higher self, your I Am presence, your divine spark, is directing you, and with your mind and your body, so that you do the right thing at the right time and you're in perfect accord with the universe. That's
right.
What we're all striving for.
And when I always say, when you pay attention to the five senses, for example, the kinesthetic sense, you get into where in your body you're triggered by such and such energies, by such and such relationships. It really helps you to clear the physical aspects of yourself so that the flow of information and that this divine consciousness energy can flow more fluidly and more correctly throughout your body. And when you pay attention to your, I don't know if you do that a lot, but Edwin, but I pay attention to the reactions of my body when I open the fridge, for example.
Uh-huh.
Do you practice what kind of
like
things
a, like
that?
It's almost like a mindfulness meditation at all times, which is great for keeping in that connection with your inner self. You just pay attention to whatever you're doing at the time. That's the essence of the mindfulness, the Buddhist mindfulness meditation. You open the fridge door, what does it feel like?
Nice.
When people are trying to multitask and do seven things at once, that none of them gets done properly, and you end up not accomplishing what you want to do. So mindfulness is a great aspect for spiritual development and also for being productive in the physical world here.
What practices do you do, Edwin?
The main thing I do, I meditate, especially if I have something that I need to know or want to know about. But what I do is I work on myself with my energy center clearing skills. I'll clean myself out, each of my energy centers quickly, pull out any discordant energies, and raise my vibration to make sure that I'm, whatever the outside world might try foisting on me, it doesn't affect me, so that I'm more able to sense the inner self, the I Am presence. And that's because I've so experienced in doing it to myself, it just takes me a couple minutes. But I do that several times during the day. Anytime I'm feeling the slightest bit stressed, or if I feel anger coming on because some moron telephone company can't even, get something right, I'll stop, say, oh, you're angry, get rid of the energy, get rid of the anger, and bam, clean it out. So.
Nice. And I'd love to develop that in the second half hour of the show. I want to go back to Mystic Warrior for just a second and ask you, when's the next book coming out? We want more on Alex Thorne.
Well, the next book came out. It's not a sequel to Mystic Warrior. Mystic Secrets Revealed is a series of articles that I wrote over the course of 6 years through when I was traveling throughout the U.S., South America, and Asia. And there, a lot of them are colorful stories of things that happened where I illustrate a spiritual principle that was in effect that will help people with their own lives. But I have plenty of examples and try to make it more humorous or entertaining so that it's not a boring textbook with, do step one, step two, step three, and it's too boring.
So this is Mystic Secrets Revealed. And then you also have The Future Is Now and Escaping the Matrix. Do you want to say two words on those?
Sure. The Future Is Now is a short story that came to me when one of my energy healing teachers was working on me. I was sitting on a massage table, and he was clearing me out, and it was one point where you wait for the energies to kind of subside, and he sat back there, and then I had a whole vision of this story from World War II. And so I turned this whole vision into a short story, and I give it away. You can even go to my website, and you can download the audiobook for free if you go to mysticwarrior.us/free_ebook.html. But anyway, that's The Future Is Now. And then Escaping the Matrix is actually 8 of the 53 articles that I wrote in Mystic Secrets Revealed. I just pulled out those 8 to highlight the areas of stress, fear, anger, connecting with your inner self, taking back your power, being yourself, and escaping the matrix. So that's a short audio book that you can also get for free if you go to energycenterclearing.com. You just sign up and you'll get a link to download the Escaping the Matrix audio book.
Lots of freebies. Lots of freebies. And a lucky winner is going to go home with the book MysticWarrior.com. So we'll be taking calls, and one of the callers is going to go home with the book today. Thank you, Edwin.
Beautiful. I want to say MysticWarrior.us. There's a not .com.us. So if anyone wants to check it out.
There you go. And Solana has graciously put it up in the chat room for you. MysticWarrior.us. Thank you, Solana. Solana has a great show, Edwin, if you're interested.
Uh-huh.
On Sundays, she does a world guided meditation. And I think it lasts about 30 to 40 minutes with the grounding at the end. And man, oh man, the last time I did it, I was in a hot tub.
Oh, nice.
I listened to her show in a hot tub.
That'll relax you.
It was awesome. So thanks, Solana, for that. And so listen, what I want to do is take a short music break for everyone. And at the second half, we're going to have a bit more on the healing aspects of Edwin Spina, author of Mystic Warrior. And we're going to take your calls and give out the book. So we'll be right back. And this is for you, Edwin. It's since you were traveling, etc. This is Vanessa Paradis. I love Paris.
I love Paris. Hi. Yeah.
Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or gray.
I love Paris. We are talking with Edwin Harkness Spina, author of the award-winning author, speaker, and mystic. His first book, Mystic Warrior, won the Independent Publisher Book Award for Visionary Fiction. and a Nautilus Silver Book Award for Fiction Visionary Fiction. This is the book we've been talking about and much more, as Edwin is a mystic warrior, so we're going through what it takes to be a mystic warrior now. And I think he's still on the phone with us. Before we move on, let me give you the website to go to get all these freebies that Edwin is giving out. Thank you, Edwin. www.energycenterclearing.com. And amazing information on how to get yourself to be a mystic warrior. So, Edwin, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. I'm going to, so I have one, two, three, four. I have four callers, so that's going to be simple. I've got to do the little game here. I'm giving, I'm just putting one, two, three, four on a piece of paper, and I'm going to put that in the hat. Anyone else who wants to join in? Oh, we have a fifth. I'll be doing that whilst, let's take a caller, Edwin. How would you
sure.
like that?
That would be great.
That would be great. 360, I believe that's Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Did you have a question or a comment?
No, I just got an email from Ed this morning that said to call your number and give you a holler.
Nice.
Larry Davis from up in the Washington area?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hello, Larry. Great to connect with you.
You too. I just want to say one thing. If you ever need Ed's help, get a hold of him. It only he gets back to me within 15 seconds if he's home or on the road. And he's been a great guy with India group that I work with. We have similar backgrounds through IONS with Edgar Mitchell. And when I first contacted Ed, I said, hey, you should join IONS. So he sent me back a picture of him with Edgar Mitchell. So he makes a connection with anybody he is with. So thanks,
nice.
Ed.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
That's beautiful, Larry. You know, this is what this show is all about, too. We have friends calling in and meeting each other, and I'm so thankful for you to have felt free and at ease enough to call in and speak out.
Great. Thanks. Thank you.
And IONS is right up where I'm at, Northern California, so I sometimes go there myself.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, interesting things going on there. Okay, well, listen, I'll put you on hold, and you can still continue listening in. We'll take another caller. Before we do that, Ed, did you have something to say about your practice, your clearing, the healing that you offer people? Because I've seen you do it, and it's pretty powerful. And by the way, there's a CD. The CDs, grab yourself this CD to have that method, that clearing that he does. And you'll not only get the full benefits of it because he's actually doing it to the camera, but you'll be able to do it yourself later. Right, Edwin?
Yes. The CD, my second mentor, is the one that pumped my energy up. Because one of the things I asked him, he was healing hundreds of people, and I asked him one day, you know, how do you clear yourself out? How do you do this? You're healing all these people. And he just waved his hand in a circle in the air, and he says, I just do this. And I could feel energy coming right through this portal he had just opened up. And my first reaction is, I want that. And he goes, okay, in time you'll have it, but first we have to pump your energy up. And so it took a year of working with him once a week before I could open up the portal myself. But once I could do that, I put that same energy that I can send, at will, into the CD so that people that are using it to go through that guided meditation, the energy center clearing meditation, they have the benefit of that energy to help open up their energy centers and get that better connection with their I Am presence, and also flush all the stress and discordant energies out of their energy bodies, you know, their emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, besides their physical body.
Right.
So that's the gift that my energy mentor Tommy gave me. I'm passing on to everyone that gets that energy center clearing CD or MP3 download, whatever they prefer.
Nice. Okay, so let's take our first caller then, who may have a question. 281, you're on the air.
Hello, Astrid. Solana.
Hello, Edwin. Hi, Solana.
Hey.
Meet Edwin.
Hello, Solana.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Great.
Yeah, I can understand why. Very cool. I must admit I'd not ever heard of you or your method, your theory, and it's always good to know that there's always more and more portals and doorways opening up for people to take that step and get that connection going. It's most
right.
important. You know, most important. And I don't just mean for, you know, today and the end of the year. I just mean all the time, 24/7.
Right. That's what we want. We want to be in that blissful state 24/7. That's the objective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. That's what I do. A lot of the energy work I do is to open people up to that new perspective and new possibilities so they can get in that. Because I think that's what we've been missing. So thank you for sharing that with everyone.
Oh.
I've already signed up to do
Beautiful.
The session. Yeah, so great, wonderful. So, and I just heard how I was going to ask, you know, how you came about this, but thank you for just go ahead and relaying that to us.
Nice.
So, great, awesome. Well, I look forward to getting into more. Of course, I'll wait till after the show to go back and continue, but
okay.
I look forward to making that connection. In fact, I call my name Solana. Is actually my matrix name, meaning that I had escaped the matrix.
Hey. Okay, good.
And, yeah, so I've been using that for years. And so that's my perspective of it as well. It's just,
nice,
awesome.
Solana. I didn't know that about
Beautiful.
Your name. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, it's
good.
Not my real name. Well,
it is to me.
Name.
It's very real.
It's very real. It is who I, you know, that persona, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you use it well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
and
Solana.
For
well,
the way to change too.
I'm putting you in the hat too. Larry's in the hat too. You're in the hat too. And I'm going to mute you and move on to our number 3206. You're on the air.
Hi, Astrid. Hi, Edward. This is
Hello.
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
How are you?
Good, good. Did you have a question or a comment?
I don't know, Edward. Let me give you something really quick and see what you can offer me. We have a very close young family friend who's just been in a really bad motorcycle accident on Saturday. And he's in a coma and major trauma to his brain and skull. But the good news is he wasn't supposed to live through the night when it happened, and he's still here with us. And his vitals are getting better and better. To his family and those that are praying and sending healing energies to him, or somebody who's dealing with something like this, what wisdom can you offer?
How about, I have a suggestion, Edwin, and feel
yes,
free to, how about you do, you open that portal for Brian, I think it is, right, Teresa?
Derek,
sorry.
Yes.
And
that's interesting that
healing.
You said Brian, because somebody else asked if there was a Brian involved, and I still have yet to find that out. It might have been somebody that he was with prior, but that's interesting. But it is Derek.
Right.
Okay.
Cool. For
okay.
sure, I can send energy right now while we're on the phone. But here's something that you can do that everyone can do, every listener can do, without having to have already pumped up your energy to open up the portal.
Mm.
Everyone who knows how to make a snowball, if you just visualize whatever person you want to send loving energy to, healing energy to, just visualize them in front of you, little 6-inch version of them, and make a snowball. But instead of gathering snow, what you do is you're gathering love. And think of the highest form of love possible, absolute, unconditional, infinite, divine love. That's the mantra kind of that I use. Absolute, unconditional, infinite, divine love. And pack it into this person there. And you do it right in front of yourself there. And you'll actually feel the area start to get hot and tingling. And knowing that that person is right there in front of you, that it's like a shortcut to that person, you'll be sending them love and healing energy. And to me, it's more effective than prayer or trying to project from your heart, you know, love to someone. This is just, it's a simple device that works. And you can do this for anyone. Your grandmother's sick in Idaho or wherever, or London or Buenos Aires. This is energy is beyond time and space. So
absolutely,
there's no limitation. And you can do this for anyone. Anyone you know is in difficulty or you just want to send them love. You just do it. It's that simple.
Nice.
Any training.
Mm-hmm.
Training you need.
That's what I've been doing in addition to everything else. But the visualization, I think, is so powerful.
Right. And it's your intention, knowing that this is what's going on, that makes it possible. If you're wishy-washy, well, I don't know if this will work, then the whole purpose. Doubt screws up everything. But I guarantee you it works. I mean, I know it. I mean, you know, you don't have to be a mystic master or whatever to do that. Anyone can do that right now, today.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Edwin, for that. I was doing it. I was following what you were telling us to do. And
so was I.
Oh, nice. Well done.
And you know, it's amazing because...
Even when they're in a coma, they can feel the love and the prayers that are coming into them. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm friendly with
you know, my daughter is really close to him, and when she went to visit him, he wasn't having much of a response as far as vitals. And when she's not real comfortable in that type of a scenario, especially with she's 19 in that scenario. But the family kind of just forced her and said, "You need to hold his hand and talk to him, and we're going to leave the room." And when she did, his vitals hit the roof.
Right.
So, you know, telling her that you know, he might not remember you speaking to him, but on a higher level, he knows you're there. And don't come to him with fear and worry and angst, but visualize him and see him and hear him as he is in his healthy, normal, you know, full, complete self. And it's just amazing when I get the feedback from the family. I've had everybody doing this, and we just keep getting little bits of good news. So hopefully it will just keep continuing like a snowball. And I love you, and I thank you for that bit of wisdom that you threw out there. And every little bit helps.
My pleasure. And see how he's feeling. He's getting pumped up with a lot of energy just now. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Astrid.
Oh, you're welcome, Teresa. I'm glad you called in. Well done. I will mute you, and I will continue. As you're speaking, I'm listening, and I'm also writing up people's names on the little two small little numbers that I have, but 954, you're on the air.
Hi, Edwin and Astrid. This is Darlene from Florida.
Who, darling? Who?
Darlene,
D-A-R-L-E-N. Darlene, how are you?
Good. My question was I'd like to know how clear I am. I mean, can Astrid, Edward, or whoever, see if my chakra is working correctly or what I need to do? I'm also in the healing field.
Okay, so Edwin, she wants like the next step probably in her spiritual growth and connection.
Right. Okay. Well, one of the things I notice is that healers are among the most clogged up with the discordant energies of anyone, and it's because of their compassion and the fact that they're always working with people that have some kind of problem, that they automatically, with their compassion, they pull on some of the discordant energies off of their patients or loved ones, and they take it on themselves. So they're the ones that need the clearing, you know, more than the average person in the population. So having a lot of that kind of junk on you as a healer is like a badge of honor. But you don't want that on you. So what
right.
I recommend is...
I try to clear myself of that.
Well, I didn't understand your comment. What did you say?
I said I try to clear myself of any energy that's not
right.
mine.
Right. You have to do that constantly. And,
right.
What I recommend is the same thing that my energy mentor did with me. He pumped my energy up. And that's what happens with the energy center clearing CD or MP3 that I have. It pumps your energy up, and then slowly over the course of the next day or two, it comes down again. But you're a little better than you were the day before. And then you use it again. It pumps it up. and comes down. But over time, it ratchets up. It has a cumulative effect.
Uh-huh.
That's what it required with me going to my energy mentor. It took a year before my energy was high enough to open up this portal that made it easier.
Right.
So, and I have Reiki masters and kahunas and very highly respected healers that use this to clear themselves out, not because they can't do it themselves. They obviously Reiki masters know what they're doing, but because it's faster and less energetically draining for them to just have me or have the CD do it or guide them while they're doing their own exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever practice that you do use, you'll just be better at it if you have your energy pumped up and your energy center is clear. So,
right.
I mean, it sounds immodest, but the best thing I could tell you is get get this energy center clearing and use it to keep pumping your energy up over time. But you'll be better at whatever energy practice you have.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in, Darlene.
Okay,
and
thank you.
You are number 4, so that's your number for the book that we're giving out. We're talking with Edwin Harkness Spina, author of Mystic Warrior, A Novel Beyond Time and Space. And Edwin is sharing his brilliant essence, as do all of our guests here on Brilliant Essence Radio. I'm just going to run through now. We don't have much time left, but I know that there are newcomers to the show that just arrived. We have 3 people on the phone waiting to be picked up, and we have about 10 minutes left. So just keep that in your subconscious mind if you're calling in, and let the magic begin. 603, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Becca.
Hi, Becca. How are
you
today?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I wanted to say hi, but I also wanted to thank Edwin for coming on today and making us all aware of what you do and for the work you do.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, Becca, I'd like on your behalf, I'd like to ask Edwin what he recommends for I'm trying to give a name to the energy that I'm channeling through you. For her type of energy, Edwin, I'm sure you're feeling it too.
well, I mean, this is kind of a universal cure. This secret portal, or not really secret, but this portal that I open up and that my mentor opened up, well, the whole secret behind it is it's just higher octaves of love. It's Reiki, for the most part, is fourth density energies, occasionally reaching up a little bit. This is fifth density and higher. So it's higher frequency means higher energy, but it's only love. So I've checked with my own higher self and masters, and I can send this energy to anyone without any karmic consequences, because all it is love. And there's no intention to hurt someone or to have some preordained result from it. So, anyone can benefit from love, no matter what your energy is, no matter where you're coming from. So that's my universal cure that I recommend.
Beautiful. I felt that. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're calmer now, Becca? I love you. Becca's a listener to our shows here. And I'm going to mute you, Becca, and move on to the next caller. Thanks for calling. And we're going to put on 808. You're on the air, and you're number 6.
Oh, yes, hi, Astrid and Edwin. Thank you so much for sharing love with the universe, the omniverse. This is Michelle calling. I know we don't have a lot of time left, and so I just wanted to share the intention of love with you both, and thank you very much for everything that you're participating in your life and sharing it with everybody and reminding us that we all need help no matter what we are doing, and we cannot exist without help. So it's important for us as healers and for us as human beings to remember that, because there's a certain amount of strength involved in asking for help, and we must ask for help all the time. probably wouldn't exist to begin with. So thank you for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for calling in, girlfriend.
Yeah, much love to you. Thank you both.
You see, Edwin, doing this radio show has been so awesome to me because I have gotten to meet
still there. Are you still, your voice cut out, Astrid. I don't know if you can hear me anymore.
Oh, geez. I was talking and talking and talking.
You might have muted yourself or something. Yeah. Okay.
I guess what I had to say was private to spirit. Okay, well.
Okay, I was afraid I disconnected myself somehow. So, no.
Dead air, guys. Dead air. Okay, Michelle was number six. And what was her number? She disconnected, but I can find her otherwise. All right. So we have, and now we have, hold on, where are my numbers? Because I don't get it. There are some who have disconnected. What's 954 is Darlene.
That was Darlene.
She's still with us. Okay. So that's it. That's it, guys. We have our numbers. Do you want to, gosh, I'm putting it in a hat that I wore yesterday or the day before. I love wearing hats. You wear hats, Edwin?
Very rarely. Ski caps when it gets cold.
Keep
my hairless head warm.
All right. So if you want to book Mystic Warrior, A Novel Beyond Time and Space, this is what you're going to do because you're going to participate. You're going to focus on, imagine I have a felt hat. It's brown. It's felt. It's cowboyish. And I have these pink pieces of paper with blue writing, numbers on one side, and your phone numbers and names on the other side, right? And there are six of you. There are six of you, because I'm talking you into the people who have disappeared. Now, if you'd like a copy of Mystic Warrior by Edwin Spina here with us today, I'm giving you 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes to do this. You put your intent out there, I have to be able to channel you, and through my hands, and my hand will pick up your number, right? Ready, set, go. 3 minutes. Stop. That was practice. I'm going to put a short, very short song in the meantime, and here we go. Love All Around Us by Jimmy G. 2 minutes, 16 seconds. Ready? Go. That was Jimmy G, Love All Around Us, and we are now picking, oh, there's one. Who did it? Solana. Solana is our winner today. Bravo, Solana. Good job, girlfriend. Let's pick her up. Wait a minute. 281. Hello, Solana.
Yay! How is
good
it?
Job.
You're just concentrating.
Yeah.
It is so fun. The book is so fun, Solana. You're gonna love it because it's a thriller. Mm-hmm. Like Edwin said earlier, it's a total thriller. You know, and it's really nicely written, well written. So I'm happy for you. Well done. Thank you, Edwin, for that prize. What did you think about the exercise, Edwin? You know, I have to say, sorry, but I have to say, this is me being pushy, Astrid. when I gave you 2 minutes, right, 2 minutes and 16, and I swear to God, I was channeling absolutely everything. I was channeling you guys. I was channeling your love. There was a lot of love involved. I was channeling Edwin, and then I decided to open myself up and channel, you know, divine consciousness, love, universal love, through my crown chakra, and that's what happened. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Nice,
beautiful,
most definitely.
But yeah, you just get your physical address to Astrid. So that I don't think you'd need to say it over the air, and we'll have a book shipped out to you right away.
Yay, I can't wait. I'm excited. Yay, thank you.
You're welcome, Solana. So, Edwin, I'm putting you on mute again. Edwin, any last thoughts, anything you want to share with our listeners today?
I just encourage you to go to energycenterclearing.com, sign up, get your free audio book, Escaping the Matrix, and you'll get a series of lessons and articles and things like that that hopefully will help you improve your life, and you'll be able to stay in contact with me that way. And if you have questions or comments, you can email me. I respond to my readers' comments, you know, all the time, as Larry talked about earlier today.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on, Edwin.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you to everyone who listened in, who joined us in chat room, and who called in to participate. This has been Brilliant Essence Radio with Astrid on Air, and a special Thursday guest special, Edwin Harkness Spina, author of Mystic Warrior, A Novel Beyond Time and Space. Please visit www.energycenterclearing.com, and we'll swing it off with mood swings. Spiritual high mood swings.